toad or a tree frog?
What's the difference?
Toads are kind of ugly and bumpy looking, and they're not as smooth. The tree frogs are green and smoother.
What size?
They're small.
Anything else like a tree frog?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You mean like a horny toad?
What's that? That's
it. A horny toad runs. It's got little short feet. It doesn't have jumping feet. It doesn't jump. It just runs.
Like a lizard or something.
Yeah, but it looks like a little dinosaur, kind of. I mean, it's fat body like this. Like a, what were those dinosaurs that kind of had the ridges on them? It's got horns all over it. Was that a Tyrannosaurus? No, that, not a Tyrannosaurus.
It started with an S, I think.
Steratops or something like that. The one that had the horns. Triceratops, I think, is the one. They've got one out at the mall, at the Smithsonian in D.C. There's a out in that mall between the buildings. They've got one, they call it Uncle Wiggly or something. Uncle Beasley. An old boy climbed on it. It's made out of concrete. And I think it's I'm thinking that it's a Triceratops.
What about something that looks kind of like a lobster when you find it in freshwater?
Crayfish or crawfish or crawdad.
Which did you grow up calling?
Crawdad.
And a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
A turtle or a tortoise?
What's the difference?
I'm not really sure. Some people say one is a land turtle and one's a sea turtle. But the tortoise is the one that's on land and the turtle's the one from the water. But we always just call them all turtles.
You ever heard of them called terrapin or cooter?
Terrapin.
What's that?
Just another name for turtle, I guess.
Water or land?
I guess so. I just call them all turtles. I've heard the others thing.
What about an insect that flies around a line and tries to fly into the line?
Moth.
You're talking about several of those.
Several moths.
And an insect that has a little light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
Is that the one that has a light in its tail or in its eyes?
I never saw the light in its eyes. These, the back of the bottom part of the body in the back is lights up. It's phosphorescent.
You've never seen the eyes?
No, I've never seen the eyes light up. Maybe that's some kind of moth or something. Candle moth or something. I don't know.
And an insect that flies around at night and bites you.
A mosquito.
What about an insect that it's about this size, it's got real shiny wings and a hard beak. And some people say that it eats mosquitoes. It'll be around damp places.
I don't recall that description.
Have you ever heard of a snake doctor, a mosquito hawk, or a dragon?
Mosquito hawk? But I thought that was just a great big mosquito. I've heard the word, mosquito hawk, but I thought it was just a great, big, large mosquito that ate littler ones.
What about a dragonfly? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, those are real pretty. They've got the colored wings, and they look kind of like a little helicopter. But the head of them is kind of big eyes.
That's what you call them?
I just call those a dragonfly.
You've never heard another name for them?
I might have, but I don't recall.
What kinds of insects
will
sting
you? Wasps and hornets and yellow jackets, and some people think mud daubers will, but they won't.
Where do the yellow jackets build their nests?
Oh, up under the eaves of the house or on a tree maybe.
What about something that little